Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And we're here. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and my little great niece, Aaliyah, just walked in. So say hello to the audience, Aaliyah.
Hello.
And how old are you, Aaliyah?
4.
You're 4 years old, right? And fun to be with and very smart, right? So Aaliyah's in with me doing this live broadcast, and it has been a lot. First of all, sending much love to our friends in Spain, and we're sending you so much love and prayer, and worldwide, and love and prayers here in Jackson, Mississippi, and back in Dallas, Texas, and all across the world. My friends that are here in the States, and those of you that are abroad, Aaliyah and I send you much love and really appreciate your love and support regarding the continuation of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Not that I intended on discontinuing doing the show, but definitely have been getting a lot of support regarding a set schedule, which I have consecutive Fridays scheduled today, next Friday, Friday after, and also we will do special programming between those Fridays. But as of now, the set days are Fridays that you can hear Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And also thank you for always visiting the archive shows and checking them out from the very first broadcast from March 21st, 2011, where I discussed the concept of the show and so on. So I'm doing my best to update and improve the show. We've already had an old friend to visit with us, Belinda Renee, which was awesome, and looking forward to speaking with her again, and other former guests and guest co-hosts. But then also I'm super excited to showcase new friends, music, and also for those that would be guest co-hosts and also future guests also here on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So, my niece walked in and my little nephew walked in also. But he was a little loud, so he had to, he couldn't be a part of this Friday night event that we have going on right now. So there's been a lot of shakeup going on at the White House, of course. So Bannon's out, huh? So, and then since the last time we talked, we had the situation going on in Virginia and just throughout the country, just craziness. I posted a video on my Facebook page on Wednesday night, and I'm 48, but 49. I turned 49 last Friday. So, but in the 80s and early 90s, when I was a little kid, I enjoyed politics. Not only did I love beauty, fashion, entertainment, music, community involvement, but I've always been a political enthusiast. And I always loved watching Donahue because he had and Tony Brown, which became a friend and mentor of mine when we first met in 91. But from a little kid, I always loved watching Donahue and Tony Brown's Journal and so on. And so my sister and I, my mom and I were having a discussion, and my sister and I were talking the other night, and I'm like, the tension that we're feeling now, we cannot deny, many of us seen this coming way before this administration, way before even the last three administrations. I remember as a teen watching Donahue and watching Geraldo, and my sister even reminded me that when Jerry Springer first began, his shows were very controversial because he's a former mayor, right, of Cincinnati, so his topics were very political. And I do remember when the first time Mother and I watched the Jerry Springer Show, it was about race relations in America. And Lumumba, who was a successful attorney then, who later became out the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, spoke out in the audience on the topic. And now his son is the current mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. But the first time Mother and I ever watched Jerry Springer's show, the topic was race relations. And the conversation became very heated. And then Mother and I, we really became like the fans of the show. And then, you know, it evolved to a bit to more, you know, fun topics like it still is today. I watched Jerry Springer, I think, recently. But I said all that to say this, that I posted a video from the Donahue Show. I think it was like maybe his last season or so what, somewhat. Sister Soja, Tony Brown. I mean, it was a panel full of awesome scholars, leaders, and the discussion was race relations. And it was just amazing. So I'm going to do my best to share informational videos and articles that hit right on what we're dealing with right now. Watching that show that maybe broadcast, what, 25, 30 years ago, was as if it was like it just stood the test of time. It seemed so current, listening to the discussion regarding race relations. And even, one of the panelists even said, 30 years from now, you will see how race relations will be in America. And so that right there was something. So I'm going to share, like, from Oprah Winfrey Show. When she visited Forsyth, that was one of her like race relations shows. And then I think after that, Oprah was like, I'm staying away from those topics, you know. But even though she liked to discuss topics important like that, but it's a certain level that, you know, that's safe for our audience and guest members. But Geraldo, I remember the race relations show where a brawl began on stage and someone was punched in the nose. That was amazing. So, you know, the tension is not new tension. I'm just saying that, you know, the tension is not new tension. And we just need to do our best to spread love and not spread hate, and do our best to convey our messages and what we need to express in a human manner. And we can't correct the wrongs by doing wrong. And it's just sad what's going on worldwide. I'm not going to say much. I mean, I've expressed myself through what I'm saying, videos, articles. I'm a political enthusiast. I have my stalkers. I have people who, you know, I do get threats. So I'm sharing my thoughts and my opinions, but I'm not calling any names, not pointing at anybody. Most, you know, I have friends from all backgrounds, political affiliations. A lot of my friends could care less about the government and voting as long as the government stay out of their business. You know, let them live their lives. They're not hurting anybody. They're doing their best to live their lives and provide for their families. And so they're like, you know, I could care less as long as they don't bother me, you know. So we just need to be there for each other. And a lot of my closest friends, you know, we share some of the same thoughts and opinions, regardless of what our political affiliations are. religious beliefs or whatever. I mean, some of my best friends are atheists. So, you know, but we have freedom of speech. But there's a congresswoman who has made a comment that, and she said it wasn't right. It wasn't right what she said, but, you know, she said, in other words, she said it is what it is, too, because we have our First Amendment right to say what we want to say here in America, freedom of expression. But at the same time, worldwide, we have to continue to spread love, do our best to live our own lives and be the best human beings and not to hurt other people. Because, I mean, here in this growing city of Jackson, Mississippi, we've had a 37 homicide. Young lady driving, minding her own business with a friend in the car with her, sitting at a red light, someone approaches her and just shoot her in the back, and she dies just a few minutes later. Senseless crimes. So we're all dealing with issues personally in our own private lives and also dealing with our own surroundings on local levels, state levels, national levels, and around the world. Our friends around the world send love to us, and here we are constantly sending love to our friends around the world because we're spread it everywhere. One American was murdered in the Barcelona situation. So we're all affected by this. So it is what it is, huh? We have to pray and be positive and do what we can to not shed blood and to work together also. Sometimes we have to work with people we don't like. Sometimes we have to work with people we don't despise. Sometimes the people that do the most effective work are the people that you do not like. You know, have you ever thought about that? Like, maybe one of your one of the most successful coworkers that you have might be a person you do not like. But if you didn't have that person on your team, you wouldn't get the bonuses that you get. You know, so sometimes you have to do what you have to do to be a winner. And we learn through failures, but we have to, you know, sometimes to be a winner, you know, you have to think about it. Sometimes your qualities and your personality traits might not be favored by some also. So, and I said it because I've heard and I've worked in situations on, you know, in management and non-management. And I have a lot of friends who are entrepreneurs, business owners, and hiring managers and managers and work with personnel. And, you know, I've heard some managers and some people say, I don't like that person, but that's my best worker on my staff, on my team. So I say that to say this. Sometimes that's how we have to deal with those that are in our political offices. And then those, you know, if you voted for them or not, or even if you didn't vote, you know, it's important to be vocal in a human way on a local level, on a state level, on a federal level, you know. And, yeah, they're elected to represent all of us, even the ones that don't vote for them, even the ones that don't vote at all, not just the ones that vote for them. So... I'm speaking through the heart. You know, I like to have my bullet points and my outlines, and I don't. And my niece is next to me having fun, playing, and you have anything to say? What do you have to say? Huh, thank you. Oh, she said to say thank you to you all. So thank you all for being supporters and listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is a fun show to talk about current events and hot topics, and I need to look at my screen, see if anyone is calling in. I did ask a couple of friends to call in, but I don't know. You know, one of those fun shows. I need to look at my studio on my screen to see if anyone is calling in, but
Yeah. What did you say, Aaliyah?
Thank you.
Do you want to sing?
Sing. Say something. Because she came in because she knew I was prepared to do the show. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because those of you that call me loud, my niece is, she's fun to be with, too. But see, she has a quiet side also, just like I do, a shy side. That's one thing I like about doing radio, actual radio, commercial radio, community radio, great community radio, because I only done community radio, and also acting and working behind the scene and days as a hair model. There's different forms of communication, even when maybe the shyness kick in and so on. Not a nervous type person, but shyness does kick in. And so no calls are in right now. And I'm definitely pulling the playlist together. And then those of you that have certain topics that you would like to discuss or you'd like to send in your media kit, I will be inviting people very soon. I'm making my wish list of guests, awesome individuals and groups that would love to be guests on the show in the very near future. So I will be contacting and inviting many of you. And also do not hesitate to contact me and inform me that you would like to be a guest or a guest co-host or talk on a certain subject matter. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, and so we can talk about lifestyle, entertainment, beauty, fashion, sports. When the show first began, I said no politics. But I'm a political enthusiast. Did that make any sense? No, it didn't make any sense. Politics, community, what's going on within the in your community, within the world community, within your local communities, feel free to, you know. And you all do. That's one thing about it. My friends in person and throughout social media, you are so awesome in keeping me informed of what is going on with your projects and also with your lives. That's one thing about it. Since I was a little kid, I've never met a stranger. And it's not good to be that way maybe, but sometimes it is good because there are some amazing people out there. It's important to, like, break out of your circles sometimes. Sometimes, you know, take that little gamble to break out of your circles and make new friends. You would be amazed at who you have things in common with or what differences connect you with others. Sometimes it's not the commonalities that connect us, but it's the differences that connect us, right? Sometimes you think, we have different thoughts and different opinions. Like I said before, a lot of my friends, a lot of my relatives, we have different, maybe, opinions. But then we might have a lot of things in common also. But differences are very interesting, and they bring us together. When you can listen to different perspectives in a mature manner, it's amazing what we learn. And then you begin to see things in a different light. It's not about changing a person's mind, and sometimes it is, but it's about learning, getting more information regarding certain subject matters, Aaliyah's very busy around me, so I mean she's grabbing everything, so that's why you hear me hesitating and, like, trying to make sure everything gets proper. Oh, but we have lost Glenn Campbell since the last time we broadcast. Taylor Swift won her lawsuit. And for some reason, I think I have been following that case. I love Taylor Swift. I've loved her since the very beginning. That was a very interesting situation also. And I'm looking in my New People magazine also as we talk, and I'm checking out the Tiger Woods story. Tiger Woods enters DUI plea And more than 2 months after Tiger Woods was arrested in Jupiter, Florida, for DUI, he has taken the first step to clear his record. On August the 9th, the 41-year-old former golfer pleaded not guilty but agreed to enter a DUI diversion program next month. The program will allow Woods to serve a year of probation and require him to plead guilty to a lesser reckless driving charge, which he can later have expunged. Woods was arrested shortly after 3 a.m. on May the 29th when an officer found him asleep at the wheel of his Mercedes. Woods blew a zero on a breathalyzer but told officers that he had used several pain medications. His next court appearance is October the 25th, and that was written by Steve Helen, and that's from People Magazine. Now, when that situation first happened, I even talked about it on Facebook and received many, many comments and responses. And first of all, he was found just out of it, sitting in his wrecked Mercedes, blown out tires, just out of it, disoriented as can be. I was baffled that they didn't immediately take him to the hospital anyway. Why would you take someone to jail that was in that kind of health condition anyway? And then he honestly said that it was the medications that he was on for pain for his back. And so I made a comment on my Facebook page, and wow, I received all kind of comments, and especially from black males. Black males said, well, now he knows how it feels to be black. No joke. But I received comments from all walks of life regarding that comment and regarding that post that I shared, because I was baffled. I'm like, why wasn't he taken to ER number one anyway? Because, I mean, thank God he was not, you know what, deceased. So to be just out of it, car wrecked. Then he openly said, I'm on medication. Why was he handcuffed and taken to jail anyway? You know? And so I'm glad he's doing what he needs to be done, because, you know, we don't want him ODing and we don't want anybody. Too many people are being lost, and it's an epidemic all across America, across the world. So, I was baffled from the beginning anyway. Why wasn't he taken to ER anyway in the first place? And back during his sex addiction situation, he came to Mississippi. Many people thought he was in an addiction center in Arizona. The paparazzi found out. People in Mississippi knew where he was. And he was down at, was it Pine Grove, down in Hattiesburg, a highly acclaimed addiction center that covers, like, almost every addiction around. I mean, from sex, drugs, alcohol. I think they even help people with, like, shopping addiction, any type of addiction, behavioral help that a person might need down there. And I remember paparazzi was trying to get pictures, and they went as far as building like a tall wall so paparazzi could not use their long lens cameras and get pictures, because they were like, he is our patient and we have other patients and their privacy should be respected. And people were so shocked that the locals weren't like starstruck, but they're like, he's a human being just like we are. And that's when he and his wife were still together. His wife was still together, and they were like, "They're here. We're not going to be invading their privacy, you know." And so, that is what it is. So, sending much love to Tiger Woods, and you know, definitely praying that you get everything under control so you can get back out and play some more golf. Then take care of that back. Also, we don't want you golfing in pain. So hopefully he will be back. Looking at a nice picture of Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez. That's an awesome couple. Yeah. Oh. But it's almost time to conclude the show. And
do you have anything to say? My niece Aaliyah's not in makeup. So when I looked up at her, she's like playing in makeup and doing makeup. I seen her getting in something, so she's doing her makeup now. So I'm looking at an article of Drew Barrymore, who's working with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and she's helping to defeat childhood cancer. And she states that, "I'm passionate about working with kids. I love that at St. Jude, no child is ever turned away, and no child is ever turned away, and no family ever gets a bill for anything. But what I think makes St. Jude so special is how routine they try to keep the kids' lives and how hard they try to keep families together. Even while treating these horrible illnesses, St. Jude really tries to make it feel like life at home. I love visiting the campus and spending time with kids like Haley." And there's a picture of she with a little girl with a little girl named Haley, whose favorite movie is 50 First Dates. We test a message Adam Sandler, her co-star, and he sent back the funniest video. Seeing her spirit reminded me of how important it is to be loving every single day. My flower brand, I've designed children's shirts to benefit St. Jude. Every shirt sold will help treat another child. I just wanted the shirts to be positive, something I would buy for my kids, Olive and Frankie. I started talking to them at an early age about the volunteer work I do. I really want to make it something they incorporate into their own lives. And that was reported by Julie Jordan, and that was from People Magazine. Yeah, because I started off young, being involved with the community, so it is important to influence the young people in your life regarding getting involved with the community and doing volunteerism. You know, some people are like, "I'm not doing anything if I'm not getting paid." You know, and we like making money, but then also there's the, you know, been a part of your community, and you learn a lot, too, when you're working with your community and the human connection that is so awesome, too, as Drew Barrymore discussed in that article. But big shout out to my awesome friends and peers and social media pals. Remember, check out Belinda Renee Pure Romance. She's super amazing. A big shout out to my guys, LeBert Dallas, there's Adonis and the whole crew, Caesar and Ace, and oh, it's just a list of guys. And remember, check out Adonis, meet Adonis, his awesome vlog on YouTube. And then Caesar, he has a The Crowd Pleaser, a reality show. It is awesome. And then also Jax LeBert, he has some awesome documentaries. And the other guys have awesome projects also that they're working on. So definitely go to their Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram pages and check out those Magic Mike guys, you know, because they're human and they have a lot of things to share with people, you know, beauty and brains. And I have some awesome new friends that I've been networking with, and during the next show, I'm definitely would love some of my social media friends to call in and talk about their projects and their businesses and their music and so on. So big shout out. So the email, Kultureshock, KULTRESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. On Instagram, Beth Entrepreneur. Tumblr, the blog, BethEntrepreneur.tumblr.com. Twitter, Beth Williams, BETHWMS. And also Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. Snapchat, and I have yet presented my first Snapchat. it's KULTRESHOKENT. And also there's the Facebook page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And a big shout out to to the closed group family of the James Franco Project and also the Revolution Minneapolis Sound Project. Those are closed groups that I created a few months ago that are awesome. And also the Save Dallas page that I created back when Dallas was canceled. I know, we're still trying to save Dallas. So even the cast, even Josh Henderson, even though he has the arrangement on E, he would like to see Dallas saved. So that's awesome. He just will have two jobs and other jobs too that he
does, you know. So thank you all for your love and support. Definitely sending out positive vibes. There are events going on here in Jackson, Mississippi. Rhythm and Blues Festival going on. We have the Book Festival, Mississippi Book Festival, the third year, happening at the state capitol. And just a lot of things are happening just throughout the country and throughout the world. So it's important for us to be safe. And big shout out to law enforcement and first responders and all for doing amazing work also protecting and serving your communities. And, you know, let's hold hands and do our best to love each other and not spread that hate. Where is that hate getting us? You know, really. Okay, I thank you so much. And again, email CultureShockInc, KultureShockInc@yahoo.com. And I'll be talking with you and chatting with you. And thank you to those of you that reach out and inform me that you would like to see a set schedule. And then also you'd like the spontaneous special programming, but you definitely appreciate the show being back on a more regular basis. And I like being back because I missed you also. So thank you, and I love you also. God bless, and never know, one of those spontaneous surprise shows probably will appear this weekend. Okay, happy weekend. Thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and my niece Aaliyah, now she's gone, my niece Aaliyah, said thank you. Thank you, and God bless.